Time to talk some football. We're joined, as always, by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, what's going on?
Well, doing what we do, enjoying a beautiful Monday here, and still trying to process everything that went on in that game on Saturday down at Liberty. That was a wild game. That second half, I'm exhausted still.
Yeah, it was a long game, and our guys fought hard, which, you know, we've talked about before. We expect them to do that. Unfortunately, we dug ourselves a hole and weren't able to fight back all the way. That's a good football team. I got a lot of respect for what they do, and that's a bowl team, realistically. But at the end of the day, you know, all of our games are winnable. We can beat every opponent, and we weren't able to do that. So it was disappointing, but, you know, our guys played hard.
Well, they sure did, and coming back from that huge deficit in the second half, defense was much better in the second half, allowing, I think, well, at one point you outscored them down the stretch. What was it, 27-7 in the last 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, we were able to come up with a couple stops, and then, you know, we had our first interception, which was great. That directly led to a score, and we were able to finish some drives. I thought the quarterback handled himself very, very well. So, you know, there were definitely some productive, positive things coming out of it, but, you know, there's also some areas that need to really be fixed immediately if we're going to accomplish the things we want to.
Let's talk about the positives first, and you mentioned the quarterback, Joe Fignano, the true freshman from Williamsport, 445 yards, 5 touchdowns. I was saying a few minutes ago, in my mind, he had 6. I didn't see Ernest with his foot out of bounds, but I'm not the official, so but either way, a heck of an effort and recognition today from the CAA Rookie of the Week, National Honorable Mention from FCS Stats, and then the Gold Helmet Award as well. We talked about him last week. Most impressive, the poise that this guy has in his first collegiate start. That was impressive.
Yeah, he doesn't really get fazed by anything. You know, the mistake he made early on the zone read where he pulled it and he shouldn't have, and it was a fumble. You know, just talking to him after that, you know, he really takes coaching. He knew the mistake he had made. And the difference between, you know, good and great players and everybody in between is he didn't make that mistake again. And he extends plays. There's times where, you know, he's got to know when to get rid of the ball or to get out of the pocket, those type of things. But that comes with time and being a freshman. But, I mean, to have that much production, nearly 500 yards of offense and what I thought was 6 touchdowns, but counting, and I was very impressed with Joe. He's a cool customer. Really, really impressed with his first collegiate start.
Now, will he be out there this week? What's the status with Chris?
He's going to be out there this week. We're getting news on Chris here. It's looking like it's going to be Joe again.
Well, you play William and Mary this week. It's a conference game, and the same formula is, again, the story this week. You got to go out there and establish the run, stop the run against them, force some turnovers. And I guess the biggest thing is we think about one of the negatives from Saturday is play that good, solid Black Bear defense for 4 quarters. As you watch the film, obviously this was a talented Liberty team. That quarterback-receiver combo was as good as we'll see all year, but what's happening with your defense not playing the way you'd like them to?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately creating sacks, creating turnovers, and really being creative to find a way to create negatives is a big part of what makes defense successful. And right now, you know, we're not creating a lot of turnovers, and we need to get off the field on third down, because when you're playing those type of teams that are very, very skilled and good on the perimeter, you got to get them behind the tank a little bit and get off the field. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. You know, we had a kickoff return for a touchdown that they ran back that they blocked very cleanly. We didn't do a very good job there. And then, you know, they scored on the majority of their drives. And we got a lot of things we got to correct. I have a lot of confidence in this group. I think that we need to start getting things going. And, you know, we need a couple breaks and those type of things. But everything's still in front of us. And we're viewing this week as the beginning of a championship week. And it's all playoff football from here on out for us. We know that. So this week is basically the William & Mary Championship, and that's how we're approaching it.
I like that idea. Any update on Kenny Doku, who left the game with an injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sprained ankle. He's going to be reevaluated on Wednesday. We're going to try to get him out there, so we'll see. He's, you know, technically he'd be day-to-day right now. Well, we're going to try to get him kicking on Wednesday, so we'll see where he's at.
Now, was that his left foot?
It was his right.
Right.
So I got to now you're making me think about that, but yeah, I got to double check. But he sprained it. It was a mild one, so I got to see what he's able to do here in the next couple of days.
Now I on the air, not on the broadcast, but here on the radio show when I can get away with anything, I made a few cracks during the week about Hugh Freeze, but I have to say I thought for the most part they handled themselves with some class there, and he was quite positive in his comments about the way the Black Bears played.
I have a lot of respect for Coach Freeze, and I think that football team is very well coached. You know, they do what they do on offense, and they're very good at it. They're a very solid team on defense. They got some really nice players, NFL-type players. And, they're building a program there. You know, it's their second year in the FBS, and, they're looking like they're on track to make a bowl game. So, I have nothing but respect for him and his program. And they certainly, I thought they carried themselves fantastically. You know, and unfortunately, on our end, I want to win the game regardless of of everything. And I appreciate how they handled the whole experience. It's a very, very nice stadium, very nice facility. Mm. And again, I have a lot of respect for what they do.
I know that Athletic Director Ken Ralph was down there checking out their new football facility and that indoor practice facility. When does construction start on yours?
It's a great question. I met with Ken earlier, and there's a lot of work being put into that, legitimate work that's going into the facilities. And I have a lot of confidence in our administration and what Ken is doing to try to push things forward. So, I think it was, it sounded like it was a very worthwhile trip for him to be on. And, for the future of the program, that's definitely, necessary and important. But, I really, really feel like that's something that's going to happen here.
Well, I'm excited for Saturday. As you said, it's a playoff game for the Black Bears. William and Mary coming to town for homecoming. Have a great week of practice, Nick, and we'll see you Saturday morning.
All right, Rich. Thanks.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you on Downtown by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. By Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor. Join Nick and Brian Sullivan Thursday night at the Sea Dog. And, of course, by Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.